Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have some wild, wild breaking news to report, and today is a new low for not only the Trump administration, but for America. Former CNN journalist and friend of the show, Don Lemon, was just arrested by the Trump administration for legal actions that he took as a journalist. We've been saying for a while that independent journalism was the one variable the administration did not consider, because they've been attacking law firms, they've been attacking colleges, they've been attacking mainstream media, they attack individuals, but we have been out here polling, it looks like 200 million views over the past month we pulled on this channel alone, on the Adam Mockler feed. So we are really pushing the truth. And now the administration is scared. They are scared of what we are building, and they are trying to strip away our constitutional rights to report on the ground. Don Lemon seems to be their first victim to test and see how the public reacts, and we need to react. A very quick moment of respect for Don Lemon for the work he does, a moment of respect for how much he's put on the line over the past few decades, and now let's break down what happened, because this is some absolute un-American, unconstitutional, authoritarian BS. Journalists have the right to report, to record, and as I'll show you in just one moment, what Don Lemon was doing in this church was not harmful whatsoever. He was literally interviewing the people who worked there to see what they were thinking about what was going on. This is constitutionally protected. It is legal for a journalist to be observing, filming, interviewing, reporting, or documenting under the Constitution, even if the crowd begins to get unruly. Now, where it crosses over into a crime is if you go from observing and recording to then participating and coordinating in the criminal part. Don Lemon never did this. He was just a journalist on site, as I'll prove to you in just one moment. As the news reports, journalist Don Lemon was arrested overnight. His attorney and multiple sources told CBS on Friday. Now listen to this. A source familiar with the matter said a grand jury was impaneled Thursday. The FBI, Homeland Security, and a law enforcement agency within the DHS were all involved in the arrest. How many units do you need to take Don Lemon? Don Lemon was probably like in his slippers, about to go to bed. This is not a dangerous human being, but the Trump administration needs to act like he is so they can continue to fit their pretext of arresting slash murdering people they deem not safe. So they called Renee Nicole Good a domestic terrorist. They then called Alex Preddy an assassin, a domestic terrorist, and somebody who wanted to inflict maximum damage. And now the administration is referring to Don Lemon as a terrorist or domestic terrorist who is inflicting damage on domestic property. None of this is true. They are using this as a pretext to strip away your rights. Some really quick news. I'll be on CNN tonight on Abby Phillips' show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and we're going to be debating this topic. So if you want to see that live, check it on CNN tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. Pam Bondi released a statement directly claiming that she's the one who ordered this. Attorney General Pamela Bondi says, quote, "At my direction, early this morning, federal agents arrested Don Lemon, Traherne Jean Cruz, Georgia Fort, and Jamal Liddell Lundy in connection with the coordinated attack on City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. More details soon." Now, here is where the Trump administration finds itself in a bit of a trap. Now, first of all, arresting Don Lemon, a well-liked American journalist, 10 months before the midterms, especially when we have on video that he committed no crimes, will be very, very unpopular. This arrest will already be unpopular. But on top of that, it's very likely illegal. They tried to arrest Don Lemon, if you remember, they tried to arrest him about a week ago, but a federal judge shot down the arrest warrant. The federal judge stepped in and said, listen, if you want to arrest these five people, that is okay. These five people were trespassing and were obstructing and were very clearly breaking property, damaging property. But if you want to arrest these three people, Don Lemon and his producer and his team, we are not going to let you do that. So the judge allowed only some of the warrants to go through, meaning Don Lemon was still a free man. But the DOJ, we're now learning, freaked out behind the scenes and was contesting this, was pushing back, was trying to get this magistrate judge to change what he said, even though that's not how it works. Generally, if you want a warrant to go through, you just have to resubmit a stronger case, not bully the federal judge. So they have been bullying the federal judge into letting them arrest Don Don Lemon, and now they decided to just make the move. Statement from attorney for Don Lemon, Abe Lowell. This is from Don Lemon's attorney. Quote, Don Lemon was taken into custody by federal agents last night in Los Angeles where he was covering the Grammy Awards. Don has been a journalist for 30 years, and his constitutionally protected work in Minneapolis was no different than what he has always done. The First Amendment exists to protect journalists whose role it is to shine light on the truth and hold those in power accountable. There is no more important time for people like Don to be doing this work. Instead of investigating the federal agents who killed two peaceful Minnesota protesters, the Trump DOJ is devoting its time, attention, and resources to this arrest, and that is the real indictment of wrongdoing in this case. So well said, thank you. The unprecedented attack on the First Amendment and transparent attempt to distract attention from the many crises facing this administration will not stand. Don will fight these charges vigorously and thoroughly in court, and we will be behind independent media as a whole, continuing to push the truth on a daily basis. But the point made here is very poignant. This administration is very clearly asking you not to believe your own eyes when it comes to Renee Good and Alex Preddy, who they both defined as, quote, domestic terrorists. They are asking us to quite literally cover our eyes and accept their narrative. That didn't work, so now they're getting more desperate. They're arresting journalists with a few intentions. Number one, they want to silence Don Lemon. Number two, they want to send a message, a quote-unquote chilling effect, to other journalists as to what could happen, but we will not let that stop us. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe if you appreciate the work of independent media. I'll also link Don Lemon's YouTube below if you want to follow him and wait for his response once he gets out. I'm sure he'll have a video response at some point over the next few weeks. But the administration wants to silence Don, create a chilling effect, and they also want to distract the general public away from their botched cover-up of Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good's execution and have people focusing on this. But the reality is, what Don Lemon was doing when he was on the ground in this church was not illegal. I've already talked about the constitutional aspect of it, that if you are a journalist, you can cover things, and it doesn't become illegal until you start to participate in the crime. You can observe, you can film, you can interview, you can report, you can document the events as they unfold. It's quite literally journalism 101. Like, think about this. If every journalist, let's just take ABC, if every ABC journalist got arrested because they were simply filming something illegal that happened and they were in the proximity, then there's no point in having First Amendment rights. And you can just arrest anybody for being in the proximity whatsoever. But now, perhaps the most ironic part of this all is that when you actually watch Don Lemon's interviews that he did in this church, during this church protest that he was covering, he's mainly giving attention and giving a platform to the people who were against this type of demonstration. So the people who are in that church, who are sort of right-wing, who are Christian, who are not a part of the protest, Don Lemon was interviewing them. He wasn't there holding hands with the protesters going, yeah, storm it. No, no, no. He was trying to figure out what the people inside the church were thinking. Take a listen.
What do you think of this? I mean, this is unacceptable. It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship. So,
but there were folks who said,
I have to take care of my flock.
Okay,
my
but listen,
family.
We live in there's a constitution in the First Amendment to freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and protest.
Yeah. We're here to worship. We're here to worship Jesus because that's the hope of these cities. That's the hope of the world is Jesus Christ.
I want to be very respectful. Please don't push me, though.
We're here to worship Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we're here.
Okay.
That's what we're about.
Don't you think Jesus would be understanding
and love
these folks?
We're about spreading the love of Jesus.
But did you try to talk to them as a Christian?
No one is willing to talk.
Okay.
I have to take care of my...
I mean, Don Lemon is willing. Don Lemon is right there having a good conversation talking to this guy. So when this guy says no one is willing to talk, he's wrong. Also, I think this is a really good illustration of what Don Lemon was doing there. If I played for you a video and Don Lemon was like standing on top of this keyboard with his shirt off, like smashing everything, that would be one thing. That is not what we see. Don Lemon was there in a journalistic capacity, interviewing, filming, talking to people who he disagrees with. I think it would even be different if he were only staying with the even if he was filming only the protesters and only interviewing the protesters, that would still fall under the First Amendment, but he wasn't doing that. He was giving a very fair shot and a voice to the people who didn't like the protests that were happening. Here's another video, another example of this. He's talking to not the protesters, but the people in the church.
How do you feel about this?
I don't necessarily agree with everything that's going on in the Twin Cities right now, but I don't think it's good to fight fire with fire. matter. I think it's good to speak up. I think it's good to protest, but I think it's better to do it in a peaceful way.
You don't think this is peaceful?
It's trespassing. How would you feel if I went into your house and I started yelling?
I don't think these people would go inside of anybody's house.
This is a house of God. In a house, people don't yell at each other.
There's a lot of yelling in my house growing up, but we still loved each other.
It doesn't necessarily mean yelling is the answer, right?
No, but I think it's the way you work things out is that you talk to each other, you disagree. I think maybe if the pastor would, like, try to calm things down and say, let's all talk.
I think that it's good to talk. I think protesting on the streets is fine, but I think there's a difference between that and then going into someone's property.
No illegal action taken whatsoever by Don Lemon, and we know this. We know this for a fact, as Midas Touch reports. The Trump regime has arrested Don Lemon in its latest crackdown on journalism after he reported from inside a church protest in Minnesota, despite a judge previously rejecting the case against him as unsupported by evidence. Is that not absolutely wild? A judge said, hey, this isn't supported by any evidence, so we can't actually arrest Don Lemon. Like, he was there as a journalist, and yet they still ended up arresting him. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the mission of independent media, drop a like, subscribe. I'll be on CNN tonight. Catch me there. I love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.